sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, February 27th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Reports coming in. Pam Bondi, Fox News. The files for Jeffrey Epstein have been dropped. It is happening. It's happening. This is going to be phenomenal. Mark my words, this is going to be unbelievable. One of the things you have to understand, one of the things that you have to understand, the people, when they find this information out, this is going to be huge. And I just wonder how many people are going to leave public service? How many U.S. senators, how many U.S. congressmen, how many political consultants, how many candidates are going to be out? One of the things you have to understand, the people are fed up. The people are done. The people are tired of dealing with this situation. One of the things you have to understand, the people, when they get the information, when they get the truth, when the light is shown on these evildoers, we, the people, are going to demand prosecutions. Justice has got to prevail. It's got to start sometime. This two-tiered level of justice that we've had in this country for decades has got to stop. Republicans get prosecuted, Democrats don't. The rhinos, they call themselves Republicans, don't. But if you're conservative, if you're Christian, if you're a real Republican, you get prosecuted. That's basically what's going on, has been going on for decades. It's going to stop. One of the things that I think is happening is the fact that this situation is going to create basically the beginning of the end of the two-tier justice system. It's going to happen. One of the things that this process is going to do is create a complete new day in America. The Department of Justice, with this Attorney General, with this FBI Director, Kash Patel, Deputy Director, Dan Bongino. It's a new day in America, folks, and it's just beginning. Short break. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
On board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the road funding discussion. Last sentence, last paragraph of this story, road funding. New ideas must be dealt with. We need to discuss all of our options. This comes from the press secretary of the governor this morning. During the break, I just got a news alert. This is now how the press spokesperson for Governor Gretchen Whitmer is responding. So now all of a sudden, all ideas need to be on the table. Road usage charges, where they're going to tax us per mile versus gas taxes. No, sorry, not interested. Toll roads, not interested. You micromanaging us and what we do in our vehicles on public roads is none of your damn business. Period. End of story. We're not going to do it. So we're done with it. We're going to rely on the next Republican businessman governor, the Republican-controlled Senate, the Republican-controlled House, and we're going to do it right. So I'm done. I'm done with this quote-unquote. I am done with this governor and anything they're going to attempt to do as a permanent long-term road funding solution. Now, it's all going to be thrown in the trash starting January 1st of 2027. We're moving on. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in her State of the State that industry leaders and top economic minds on both sides of the aisle are warning about the potential effects of Trump's proposed 25% tariffs on Canadian imports to the domestic auto industry. As she said during her Road Ahead address at the Detroit Auto Show, which was a precursor to her State of the State, tariffs would slow down construction, shutter small businesses, lead to layoffs in the auto industry, and cost Michigan families an extra $1,200 a year at the store and the pump, because companies will pass those higher costs back to Michiganders. We know saying no to Canada means saying yes to China, Governor Whitmer said, referencing the 25% tariff on neighbors to the north. Oh my God. This is unbelievable. This is amazing that this woman is so stupid when it comes to economics. Amazing statement by a governor of a state. Unbelievable. In fact, Governor, the exact opposite is going to happen. Let me explain why, how. Because this is so simple. It is so simple. and I just, it blows me away. Even the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, the Republican, gets it. Yesterday afternoon, right before the State of the State address, Speaker Matt Hall said President Trump's tariffs are without a question going to revitalize our storied auto industry in Michigan. Michigan auto workers and I are grateful to have President Trump in the Oval Office, and an auto manufacturing renaissance is upon us. This is what Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social. I don't understand the Wall Street Journal editorial board, comma, never have. They come to my aid when I least expect it. Sometimes strongly, and I greatly appreciate that. Very meaningful. But then they come out with some real clinkers. Like yesterday's editorial that my auto tariffs will hurt the Michigan automobile industry. They are so wrong in caps. In fact, it's just the opposite. Tariffs will drive massive amounts of auto manufacturers to the state of Michigan, a state which I easily won in the presidential election. They have already stopped numerous new auto plants from being built in other countries, which is a gigantic win for Michigan and the United States as a whole. Just let it happen and watch. It won't even be close. The American car industry will thrive, and we will make America great again. Here's what Whitmer doesn't get that Donald Trump does get. You want to level the playing field? Look at the tariffs that Canada puts on our products going into their country. Look at what India puts tariffs on our products going into their country. Donald Trump said very simply, okay, we're going to reciprocate. Whatever you charge us, we're going to charge you. Actually, if you look at all the different products that come out of Canada that come into the United States, 25% isn't even the average. It's more like 31%. If you break down each industry's tariffs and add them all together, the average is 31. Donald Trump's only talking 25 with Canada right now. When you see them saying, wait a minute, I'm talking about car manufacturers. Let's just talk about cars. Okay, you've got Mercedes-Benz, BMW in Germany, Audi. You've got others across the board bringing their automobiles into our country. If they're manufactured in Canada, they're manufactured in Mexico. If they're manufactured anywhere in the world and they come into America, they're going to be tariffed. Now, you're the German owner, board, CEO, director, president, whatever title you want to claim, of Mercedes-Benz, homed in, located in Germany. You know what? I'm going to build a German plant, a Mercedes-Benz plant in Michigan. The automobile capital of the world, supply chain, parts manufacturing, small tool and die shops, plenty of locations available for me to build a brand new Mercedes-Benz plant in Michigan to avoid the tariffs that Donald Trump's going to slap on our German-made and shipped vehicles. Audi, BMW, Lexus, great vehicles built corporately housed in Japan. Nissan, the list goes on and on and on and on. Well, guess what? You build them in America, in the best state that's got no state income tax, got great roads, has low regulations, cheap electricity. You build a plant here in Michigan, we will give you a permit for a small nuclear power plant to be located in your plant. Produce your own electricity on your own property. You don't have to buy electricity from our electric grid. Produce your own here in the state of Michigan. Whitmer doesn't get it. Honestly, Governor, don't even attempt to try to outthink Donald Trump. Number one, you don't have the mental capacity. You don't have the IQ for it. Number two, you don't understand economics and you do not understand business. So why don't you just keep your opinions to yourself? This is absolutely amazing. She continues with her communist Democrats who don't understand it in the House. Julie Brixey of Okemos, for those of you who don't know, just east of Lansing, said Michigan is in a unique position when it comes to tariffs. The state is second in the country behind Illinois in trade with Canada. We are also second behind Texas in trade with Mexico. She said she is working on bipartisan resolution to let Trump know the seriousness of the situation if these tariffs are enacted in Michigan. I'm really happy to hear that the governor mentioned it. I was also happy to hear that she talked to the president about it. Huh. Oh, my God. These Democrats, they just don't get it. House Speaker Press Secretary Greg Manns said he views Trump's tariffs as a result of him being a tough negotiator who is willing to strike the best deal for the American people. I mean, with the governor, it's always been seven layer deep of irony. She's saying we have to choose between Canada or China. This from the same governor who wanted to give $1 billion of taxpayer money directly to a company with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Talking, of course, about the Goshen Battery Plant down in Mecosta County, Green Township. State Representative Jay DeBoyer, he's the chair of the House Oversight Committee, stood with two of his colleagues after the speech to say that there are lots of issues the state of Michigan has to address. And he's surprised that Whitmer even brought up tariffs. He said she could have focused on the topic because maybe her next job is what's really on her top of her mind. Representatives you see standing here, whether Republican or Democrat, have nothing to do with policies at the federal level. But we do have to deal with a lot of issues that we are facing here in the state of Michigan. Another Republican, Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township, Macomb County, said Trump's tariffs are reciprocal and establish an even playing field on countries who have already placed tariffs on our products from the United States going into their countries. Another Republican, Mike Hoadley of Augray, said he finds it ironic. Whitmer said Trump's tariffs would raise the cost of goods for consumers without recognizing raising costs for Michigan businesses would also be turned on the consumer. I feel like tonight's speech should have been a little less talk and a lot more action. To quote the late, great Toby Keith in his country music song, Hoadley said. See, here's the bottom line to all this. Tariffs, Donald Trump negotiating with foreign countries. Absolutely, this governor and these legislators in Lansing have no control over what Donald Trump does. You can have an opinion about it. You can talk about it, but you better understand it before you start making stupid statements like you did in the State of the Union, State of the State Union address last night. Crazy. Just stop going down a road that you are not qualified to talk about. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.